How many people know about it?
Just a few.
You've been very carefully chosen, Mr. Lake. We examined many potential candidates, and your name kept rising to the top. We've checked your background.
Pretty dull, huh?
I suppose. Although your relationship with Ms. Velotti concerns me, she's been divorced twice and likes painkillers.
Didn't know I had a relationship with Ms. Velotti.
You've been seen with her recently.
You guys are watching, aren't you?
You expected something less?
I guess not.
You took her to a black tie cryathon for oppressed women in Afghanistan. Give me a break.
Teddy's words were suddenly short and dripping with sarcasm.
I didn't want to go.
Then don't.
Stay away from that crap. Leave it for Hollywood. Velotti's nothing but trouble.
Anybody else? Lake asked, more than a little defensive. His private life had been pretty dull since he'd become a widower. He was suddenly proud of it.
Not really, Teddy said. Miss Benchley seems to be quite stable and makes a lovely escort.
Oh, thank you very much.
You'll get hammered on abortion, but you won't be the first.
It's a tired issue, Lake said. And he was tired of grappling with it. He'd been for abortions, against abortions, soft on reproductive rights, tough on reproductive rights, pro-choice, pro-child, anti-women, embraced by the feminists. In his 14 years on Capitol Hill, he'd been chased all over the abortion minefield, getting bloodied with each new strategic move. Abortion didn't scare him anymore, at least not at the moment. He was much more concerned with the CIA sniffing through his background.
What about Green Tree? He asked.
Teddy waved his right hand as if it was nothing.
22 years ago, nobody got convicted. Your partner went bankrupt and got himself indicted, but the jury let him walk. It'll come up. Everything will come up. But frankly, Mr. Lake, we'll keep the attention diverted elsewhere.
There's an advantage in jumping in at the last minute. The press won't have too much time to dig up dirt.
I'm single. We've elected an unmarried president only once.
You're a widower, the husband of a very lovely lady, who was well respected both here and back home. It won't be an issue, trust me.
So, what worries you?
Nothing, Mr. Lake. Not a thing. You're a solid candidate. Very electable.
We'll create the issues and the fear, and we'll raise the money.
Lake stood again, walked around the room rubbing his hair, scratching his chin, trying to clear his head.
I have a lot of questions, he said. Maybe I can answer some of them. Let's talk again tomorrow, right here, same time.
Sleep on it, Mr. Lake. Time is crucial, but I suppose a man should have 24 hours before making such a decision.
Teddy actually smiled when he said this. That's a wonderful idea. Let me think about it.
I'll have an answer tomorrow.
No one knows we've had this little chat.
Of course not.